in our Bill of Rights, in our Constitution, in our fundamental values.
Albie Sachs, and tomorrow he considers how he and the court dealt with religious issues that came before them in the essay Strange Justice, which was first broadcast in June last year. Late Junction in just a moment, after a quick word from our controller.
Hi there, lovely listener. D-Love here and ready to share the love for digital radio on BBC Radio 3. Did you know that switching stations on a digital radio couldn't be easier? There's no fiddly tuning. It's all at the touch of a button. It's as smooth as listening to the sound of Mozart's 39th Symphony. And that's pretty smooth. So tell your friends, tell your family, share the love.
If you love radio, go digital. For more information on switching to digital radio and on coverage in your area, search online for BBC Digital Radio.
Always great to hear from him. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time to join Nick Luscombe for Late Junction. Nick, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Ian. And coming up in the mix tonight, a very special Late Junction collaboration session from Robin the Fog. But first, this.
Caveira, você não presta mesmo. Claro, pô, é por isso que eu estou vivo. Eles tanto fizeram que conseguiram me caçar. 10 anos sem estudar. 10 anos vagabundando por aí. 10 anos de maconha. 10 anos marginal.
Cague, pô. Eu te dou minha mãe pra tomar conta de você.
Aposto que ela é virgem.
Cagar. É só o que dá vontade de fazer. Cagar. Ah. Mas é tudo. Só o seu trabalho que me deu pra chegar até aqui.
We'll be right back.
That's Silas Samples from Brazil, a track called Meteorango Kid, which you can find on the new Maison Discos compilation, which is called Daura's Underground Sounds of Urban Brazil. And welcome again to Late Junction with Meelit Luskin, back with the full 90-minute version this evening. Plenty coming up, including a very special Late Junction collaboration session with Robin the Fog, Franziska Lantz and New Broadcasting House. More about that a little later on. Hopefully I won't be saying Robin the Frog again. Next, music from Errol Sharp and Lucas Vogel from Germany, who record together as Grand Brothers. Earlier this year, they released their 12-volt 3-amp EP, featuring sort of little experiments with new sounds from the piano with the help of some self-constructed electromagnetic hammers. Have a listen to this. Here's Fünf gegen Eins. Thank you. That's taken from an excellent new record called Love Form, the debut album from Charlie Jones, who's worked with the likes of Robert Plant, Susie Sue and Goldfrapp. Really like that swingle singer style vocal on that, and the whole album's definitely worth tracking down. In a moment, we've got music from Saad Massey. Before that, here's the opening track from one of my favourite albums of the last 10 years from Denmark's Philip Owersu and Robin Hannibal.
Yeah. دبيك تكون رواية حكي لي على ناس زمان حكي لي على ألف ليلة وليلة ولا لونجة بنت الغولة ولا ولد السلطان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية احكي وانسى باللي احنا كبار في بالك اللي رانا صغار ونمنو كل حكاية احكي لنا عالجنة احكي لنا عالنار ولا الطير اللي عمرو ما طار فهمنا معنى الدنيا حاجي ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية حكي يا راوي كي ما حكى ولك ما جيت ما تنقص من عندك كالي شفا ولا بلاك حكي ونسينا مهاد زمان خلينا في كان يا ما كان في كان يا ما كان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية
She's performing on World Roots this Sunday from 10 p.m. dubbed the Arabic Tracy Chapman. That's Suad Masi with Rawi, the storyteller. And before that, Ave Maria, sung by the 16, conducted by Eamon Dugan and composed by the 17th century Polish composer Penkiel. Tonight on the programme, it's time once again to showcase a brand new Late Junction collaboration session. Every month we pair up two musicians from two different sound worlds and who haven't worked together before. They collaborate, we record it, and it's available for podcast. This month, something very special and very different. We invited two artists to collaborate with a building, and not just any building. This is the BBC's brand new HQ in London's West End, New Broadcasting House. World Service, that's World, W-H-I-R-L-E-D, is a collaborative project by Robin the Fog and Franziska Lance, and is the sequel to 2012 album The Ghosts of Bush, which I know Fiona played here on Late Junction. Both projects were created nocturnally by Robin, who's a BBC World Service studio manager, making field recordings of a different BBC building using a different using a simple digital recorder. However, where Ghosts of Bush was a kind of fond farewell, World Service is more of an exploration of the corporation's home as of 2012, New Broadcasting House, and was exclusively commissioned by Late Junction. Robin Warren, which is his real name, chose to collaborate with Franziska Lance, a performance artist who uses different architectural spaces to create truly original sounds. And I met up with Robin last week and he let me into some of the secrets of the BBC's new home. So I'm taking a little tour of New BH with Robin the Fog. You brought us into this studio. Tell me, why are we here and what did you do in this room?
This is a typical World Service Studio in New Broadcasting House. It's basically what's called a BNCS panel, Broadcast Network Control System. Mm-hmm. And on the screen, you can see lots of different switches that we can choose. And some of the sounds in here, if I go to a point mark reference, you'll see I can choose lots of different tones. Go for a monotone, I'll select that up. Open the fader. And that's your kind of standard 1K tone. And then I can select another tone, which I will put on another fader. We'll open that up. And if I've done this correctly, hold on. I've got two tones.
Okay.
And if you do it correctly, you can. They sort of create a third tone between them. It's kind of a little bit difficult to do on the fly like this, but if you work at it for a while. Over here, we've got Big Ben. Now, a lot of people don't realise we actually have a live feed of the Tower of Big Ben constantly available, so I can open that up. I don't know if you can hear that.
Oh yeah, that's the street noise, yeah. So those microphones are
still there, constantly on. Everyone assumes it's a recording when you hear it on the news or whatever, but that is a constantly live microphone that is always up there.
So how did you integrate this into the piece? What was the thinking to do that?
Basically, if I take you back to the tone, what you can do with that is I took a minute's worth of that, pitched it down, and of course if you take a couple of different recordings of the tone at different pitches, you can create a sort of a chord as such.
Right.
And if you add a little bit of echo to that, you can get some amazing sort of space age noises. You can also add a thing called LFO, low frequency oscillation, which makes it sort of pulse. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you've got the Forbidden Planet soundtrack out of a couple of basic bits of tone. And also I think we have this one. We have idents. Listeners don't usually hear these things, so I thought it might be quite nice to get a kind of picture of the inside of Broadcast Chain that people don't normally hear. So if we...
This is the control room for BBC Radio at Broadcasting House in London. Our telephone number is 4420...
Robin, please introduce your first Late Junction collaboration.
This is part one of World Service, as in W-H-I-R-L-E-D, by Robin the Fog and Francisco Lance. And in this, you'll hear a sort of mixture of all the different World Service languages output combined together. You'll hear Big Ben. You'll also hear, I think, a squeaky mic stand. You'll hear an apology announcement that we've sort of messed with. You'll hear Franziska improvising with the stairwell, with the echoes in the stairwell. And you'll also hear tone put through some LFO, which I think is quite exciting.
Hona London BBC.
Four, five, going up.
London take kira.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. The first part of World Service from tonight's Late Junction collaboration session between Robin the Fog and Franziska Lantz. Sounds courtesy of New Broadcasting House. And more words about the session from Robin along with part two coming up later in the programme. And of course, don't forget that will be available as a podcast on the Late Junction page. Let's know your thoughts about the session as well via Twitter at BBC Radio 3 hashtag Late Junction. Two tracks from Japan now, starting with a 1970 recording of music by Tokyo-born composer Makoto Murai, conducted by Seiji Osawa. This is Five Dialogues for Two Shakuhachi. Great to see some tweets rolling in, one that just came in 1 second ago. Seriously bonkers, but wonderful. So completely agree, actually. Nenes, no woman, no cry. They performed traditional Okinawan Shima Uta songs in traditional costume with Sanshin accompaniment and the occasional cover version like that, Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry. And it's Nick Luscombe on Late Junction. Remember, if you missed my two shows so far this week or need a track list, then head to the Late Junction page of the BBC Radio 3 website. Brooklyn-born minimalist composer and performer Charlemagne Panestein, together with LA poet, percussionist and sound artist Zev now, with a track from their album from earlier this year called Rub It Bang Clang Here. And they've worked together before, but this is the first time they've actually recorded. This is Solo C number one. Yeah, it just literally came in, didn't it? Just as the music's fading. So the next three tracks work really, really nicely as a segue, I think. If that's cool. It's not too long, is it? Sorry, on the script it's got this track twice, but obviously it's just it's once.
Mm-hmm.
That's reggae icon and without doubt the funkiest keyboard player ever to come out of Jamaica. Tonight's organ track from founding member of the Scatterlights when he was just 15 years old, Jackie Matu with Juicebox. And before that, the sound of 1970s West Africa with music taken from Afrobeat Airways 2. Find their collection of 13 very rare tracks, including the piece of music I played you from Wazo Africa 76. And also, just before that, an unscheduled spoken piece, part of Charlemagne Palestine and Zev's track. Many thanks to David Hodges on Twitter for pointing that out, and sorry about that. Coming up, part two of tonight's rather unique Late Junction collaboration session between Robin the Fog, Franziska Lantz, and the sounds of New Broadcasting House. And just before we listen to that, here's the sound of Robin and me heading to a very important door in the basement. So we're on the lower ground floor now. Why have you brought us down here?
Well, there's a door I'd like you to hear. So if you just follow me down the steps.
Okay.
This is the point where I really hope they haven't oiled it since I used it. So if we come through.
Not much oiling has happened.
No oiling at all. Halfway through part two, there's a long track where it is just two recordings of this door. One's played, I think, two octaves down, and the other one's played two octaves and three semitones down. So, and that's all it is. And the difference in timing that creates makes this kind of wash of sound of the two recordings kind
right.
of harmonising yeah. with each other.
But now that you've spent a lot of time, you know, recording and listening back to the recording of this door, I mean, when you walk through it now, do you kind of hear it in a different way?
I don't know, really. I always remember this is the door.
And you find enough. There's enough around, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always enough. My doctor actually genuinely thinks I'm obsessed with sound. He thinks it's unhealthy. But
So do you see it as a collaboration? Because you're working with a building, you know, which is, you know, it's not a human being. Do you still feel it's a collaborative piece of work?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When I did Ghosts of Bush, I said it was the sounds the building made when it thought no one was listening. But with this, I mean, it's a new building. We're not saying goodbye to it, we're saying hello to it, and there's not really any ghosts yet because it's a new building. But it does have a personality, and it does have sort of its foibles and its little interesting characteristics. And if you can find those and bring them to the fore, yeah, I would call that a collaboration.
You worked with Franziska on this. Yeah. How did she work with you on the project?
Well, I particularly wanted to work with Franziska because I've always been an admirer of her work. And something she's been exploring in the last year or two is this idea of playing the building or playing a building. So she's got permission to go into various abandoned buildings in East London. In particular, I think a hospital is the one she's working at the moment. And she basically works with the sort of echoes of with the natural reverbs of the space. And she's also a percussionist, so she plays the building. So right. She finds interesting sort of surfaces and drums on them, and often she sort of sings and drums at once, and it becomes quite a sort of performance aspect of it. So she performs for the building in the building and using it as an instrument. And she sent me some recordings that she'd made, and yeah, they were really lovely.
Do you want to introduce the second piece?
Okay, this is part two of World Service by Robin the Fog and Franziska Lantz. And in it, you'll hear a few sounds from the control room. Then we have a fire drill, so you'll hear some of that. Then we move into my favourite door here. And then finally, there's a piece made entirely out of a squeaky trolley from the post room.
This is the control room for BBC Radio, Broadcasting House in London.
This is BBC Radio Master Control Room.
Thank you. our services are at bbcworldservice.com.
Thank you for everything.
It was a pleasure.
I'm very grateful for all you've done.
You're welcome.
I can't thank you enough. Have a good flight.
Thanks.
Robin the Fog and Franziska Lantz with World Service Part 2. And thanks to them for a really fascinating Late Junction collaboration session, available, as I said, as a podcast on the Late Junction page. Tonight's video game music track now by Argentinian composer Gustavo Santaolalla. This is The Last of Us.
Esas cosas y tú me enseñaste son maravillosas. Sutil llegaste a mí como la tentación, llenando de ansiedad mi corazón. Aprendí
from the BAFTA award-winning soundtrack to Babel, produced by Gustavo Santaolalla. That was Chavela Vargas, who died a year ago this month, Tu Me Acostumbraste. And Santaolalla before that himself with a track from this year's much-praised video game, The Last of Us. As I mentioned on Tuesday night, Late Junction is playing its part in the BBC's Sound of Cinema season this autumn, with both Max and Fiona looking for your suggestions for great soundtrack moments. Max looking for film noir and Bollywood suggestions, and Fiona is looking for music that you think would sound great in a film that hasn't actually happened yet. Feel free to tweet or email suggestions. And thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction. I'll leave you with music from Estonian trio Armada. This is Main Theme. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. For this opening hour or so, as part of Radio 3's Baroque Spring, Purcell and Playford from Poland. This concert was part of the 2012 Mazovia Goes Baroque Festival in Warsaw. The ensemble Les Ambassadeurs, with tenor Anders Darlin, directed by Alexei Kosenko, in a selection of airs, sonatas and theatre music by the English Orpheus, Henry Purcell. And in the mix, traditional English folk song and dance from publisher John Playford's best-known anthology, his 1651 collection, The English Dancing Master. Les Ambassadeurs set off here with Purcell's Soft Notes and Gently Raised.